Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Two.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Getting right into the segment here because we got our good couple of great guys here talking to us about politics. Bill Brandt, president of DSI, Development Specialists Incorporated. He's a Democrat. Rich Galen, publisher of and Cost of Canada over at Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column. He's a Republican. We're discussing some things, I guess I'll say that. Rich, I want to, start with you. Well, the GOP, we got, 19, 20... people who are probably going to either have announced or are going to announce. Is the GOP going to defeat itself again this time?
Well, I don't know that they're going to defeat themselves. I think it's, you know, one of the
isn't that what happened last time?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that the guy that ended up on top, Mitt Romney, turned out to be, you know, kind of a mediocre.
But look how many months he went with fighting Gingrich and somebody else, I've forgotten who, when the Obama administration was laying waste to him.
Obama was the incumbent, so I'm not sure.
Okay, how will we avoid that?
Well, the way you avoid it is for somebody to kind of step up, take the lead, and kind of let everybody have their day in court in Iowa and New Hampshire, and then, you know, gently go into the good night.
One lesson.
I'm not sure that's not going to work. But
one lesson is you've learned is there's going to be fewer debates, right?
Oh yeah. We keep saying that, but then when the debates come and the candidates who aren't ranked as highly, that's the only way they can get their name in the news because it's too expensive to follow everybody for the press corps. Then they demand to do them, and so the sponsors know to ask them first.
Right.
And won't
the debate process, though, weed out some of the also-rans?
Well, it did last time. Maybe it did last time.
We need to do more. I think the GOP needs more of that. Okay, Bill, isn't it dangerous for Hillary to seem to be the anointed one at this point?
Absolutely. I mean, what would you have me say? If I could get Alfred E. Newman, you know, to jump in at this point.
I think Rich would agree about it.
Rich would agree that I think that what happens is when there is competition, they all get better. They all do it more often. I mean, I ran a young congresswoman's campaign in 2006, and she was right out of Walter Reed and green as could be. And I watched her evolve.
Tammy.
Tammy Duckworth. Rich has seen the same thing himself, that you know, month after month, night after night, with competitive pressure on the stage or in the room, you get better. Absent that competitive pressure, you're doing this in a vacuum, and you're trying to reach out. I mean, you can't. Nobody's bouncing ideas off of you for you to react to.
Bill, but Hillary, 18 months of nonstop Hillary, is just that's just too much exposure for that particular lady. I mean, she. I just think whether you're a Republican or Democrat, the idea that she's going to be right there, the only option for the next 18 months, that just can't be good for the Dems.
I don't know that I agree with that at all. I think she might actually flower over the 18 months, and I think, don't forget as Rich suggests, with fewer debates, I think you'll identify the Republican front runner sooner and quicker. And so my sense is, and I think it's the same as Rich, the American public will be sick of both of them from the ads by the time we have the election. But I think the sooner, as dumb as it sounds, the sooner the Republicans settle on someone, the better it is for Hillary, because then she has somebody to bounce off of. Right now, you can't. I mean, 18 people, it's very difficult to formulate a message for.
Rich, what would be the toughest Dem ticket for the Republicans to beat?
Jeb Bush as president.
No, the toughest Dem ticket for you to
run against?
Yeah.
Somebody.
Hillary and who?
Well, they got probably O'Malley. I mean, you got to find somebody that's got some experience.
Hickenlooper, doing something. O'Malley's too. I mean, you got to go beyond the East Coast. I think you've got to find a Western white male. Probably Hickenlooper. The only issue I have with Hickenlooper, he's a wonderful guy, but his state legalized.
That's out of Colorado, right?
Yeah, and his state legalized weed, Jim, and that may be
anti-gun, too.
Those are two issues, and everybody has baggage, but obviously, you know, there is some talk of Cruz, the former mayor of San Antonio, who is now at housing. But he would be good.
I hadn't thought about him.
Yeah. So Cruz would take care of the ethnic thing too.
Well, but here's a problem. That's all right, but you don't carry Texas regardless if you're a Democrat. So you have to decide whether you want a VP who, you know, he's not Lyndon Johnson. You're not going to bring Texas with him.
Right. So Bill, who would be the Hillary's strongest competition on the GOP side?
Rich is right, Jeb Bush.
Really?
Oh, and yeah, John Kasich, I think, is VP.
Jeb, pardon me?
John Kasich is VP to get.
Kasich would be a marvelous VP, and between, I mean, look at Ohio and Florida. What a tough, you know, both swing states. Kasich has accomplished a lot. He seems to be the more rational of the Midwestern governors with respect to lashing out at unions and the rest of it, and accommodating. So, yeah, Bush and Kasich would be a real tough combination.
Right. But, yeah, I still think Walter. What about Walker and Mario? Marco Rubio is what I'm trying to say.
I think that Walker...
Walker and Rubio.
I think that Walker in the end will prove to be too green. He might need seasoning in this campaign and be better for the next. Rubio the same.
I think Rubio
has great foreign policy cred, street cred, but I think he needs to broaden the base beyond Florida, and he still is in the shadow of Jeb. The ticket I think that works best, though, Jim, is Brant Galen. I think that's just a winner. It's a bipartisan deal.
I think it's co-president.
That's the bizarro ticket. So you guys actually believe that America is ready to stand for a Clinton, another Clinton Bush ticket? Face off.
Yes. Everybody, there'll be all that baggage that comes with it, but if they are the best two and they do present in many ways a clear choice, I think the public will, you know, at least the center, which is who winds up voting heavily in the presidential
And Rich, you agree?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I agree. I think that America, I mean, whether you love Obama or don't love Obama, the fact is that we've been through now almost 8 years of somebody with very limited experience the world level, at the highest level, at the NBA level.
Right.
And I think having two people who clearly have background and the people around them.
Hold on to that thought, Rich. I got to take a quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.